WAPS 405 AM Sports Radio. It's like a Gary Payton lob, Rain Man. Two hand, 2 feet, boom! Got him, coach. Okay, so we're addressing this situation here with Mr. Riley Cooper as I'm listening to the instrumental for ASAP Rocky Peso. So, I'm not going to record the video again. If you haven't heard it, we'll just say that Riley Cooper made a racial slur at a Kenny Chesney concert and kind of pointed at the camera like he didn't care what he was saying. And he, in my opinion, this is just me, he said it like an experienced racist. I bring that up because he made a claim that it was his first time saying that word. You know what I mean? And so there's a lot of questions going on. I was asked by APBSports.com on their Facebook page. They hit me with a question. So, Riley Cooper, what do you think? Good or bad? Which I thought was a great lead-in, because everybody, of course, is going to jump in and go say that it's bad. No one said it was good. And, yeah, bad move, Riley. I mean, it's fixable. He's at a concert, blaming on the alcohol. Yeah, that might work for some people. Others are going to want more. And what I think he needs to focus on or worry about the most is making it right with his teammates. I'm certain he's not using the ER in the locker room. 100% certain on that. He plays receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles, to clear that up. He's got skills. He's supposed to back up or maybe start, you know, at the opposite of Deshaun Jackson, their receiver. And if he's beating out Jeremy Maclin, or Jeremy Macklin's injured, I'm not sure, that says a lot about his talent on the field. So if it was somebody small, of course he'd be cut and forgotten, or this wouldn't even be nearly as big of an issue. He needs to try to do whatever they ask him to do to gain back his camaraderie with them. The statement was made outside the locker room. I'm sure that he was friends with everybody before he made this statement. So I'm saying it's fixable. It's not pretty by any means. Needs to jump right in front of it and get this fixed. So now the next question is, do you fine him, suspend him, cut him? Me, personally, after something like this, and there's two schools of thought on this. A GM is going to think like, okay, first of all, I want to cut him. Fine him, then cut him. Okay? He's definitely going to get fined at the least. So I guess it makes three schools. Maybe someone does not want to fine him. Okay, well, let's say you fine him, then cut him. That shows your team that you have a no tolerance for that sort of activity. And to me, that's iron hard-nosed accounting right there. The B approach is fine him and suspend him, which kind of says, okay, that was definitely wrong. You're going to have to pay this much for it. Well, how much for saying this kind of racial rant? How much does that cost me in a fine or a suspension? You know, and then that kind of makes me think, okay, well, if we're putting numbers on it, which we have to, then what really is the best kind of action in a case like this? And then lastly, of course, there is the just fine him people. Okay, so you can just fine him. I got you. Or you can... I'd be interested to hear how much they're thinking for a fine. I'm going to go on a limb and say it's under $30,000, I would say. And then there's people that say don't do anything, don't honor the situation with any kind of response. That's not going to happen, and not in this case. So, me personally, I would fine him and then cut him. Another team wants to deal with him, cool. This is the kind of irreparable act that can come back and haunt you. You know, to me, I wouldn't care who it was if they say something like that. you might say, oh, well, if so-and-so on the Seahawks said that, then you'd probably sweep it under the rug. You know me all too well. No, I mean, seriously, what we'd want to do is, I mean, I would want to find him and cut him. But see, that shows that there's no kind of forgiveness for an act like this. There's certain things you can do that say, okay, no tolerance. Sorry, dude. We don't want you here anymore. Personally, I don't think that this necessarily warrants that kind of action. People do certain things all the time. People, you know, beat up their girlfriends or, you know, drive recklessly. And you know, certain things like that that are a little more damaging. This, he was on his own free time. He did what he said what he wanted to say. I'm sure now he wishes he didn't. Still, all that it says to me is that he was acting out of his mind at the time. I am certain he's not a closet Klansman or anything like that, because of that, that's why I rule on the fine and suspend. Just because this is something that can be worked with. Now, hey, I know Al Sharpton, Herman Cain, not certain people will be all over me saying, "Sterl, man, Blue 80, you gotta cut this guy." Oh, what's that gonna say? He can say racial slurs about this guy and that guy, and then what are you gonna suspend him for 6 games and fine him $40,000 double? I mean, what are you doing here? That's not where I'm going with this. No, this is a case by case situation. I am not, you know, I have no say in what the Eagles do or decide to do. This is just my opinion. Now, to the people that would say, just fine him, get out of here. You must not have heard what happened or something. No. Or the people that will say fine and cut him, I will say, hey, you know, yeah, that makes a big statement, and that is what it is. You know, you have no tolerance. If something happens later, you're like, well, I took care of it in the first place, and nothing is going to happen later, as in the fine and suspend case, where if something else happened, you'd say, well, it happens twice, shame on you, type deal. But not really worried about that coming back to me. I don't think about hypothetical situations that can come back in this case. All right, and I will say that he has been out there apologizing. He's been out there saying he's going to seek help and doing, you know, some of the right things PR wise. What's in his head, only he knows. Yo, Skip Bayless, ESPN, you got a couple words for us now? Hey, before you jump all over Skip, give him a shot to say a few words.
To your last point, that's a very separate issue, a black man using that word to a black man, than what I'm about to talk
about.
Yes, it is. Let's keep it right here for this moment. That's an
issue. Why is it so quiet, Steve?
That I cannot address, Stephen A. I don't know what that feels like, but I do know this issue. And to me, this is strictly my personal.
Stop breathing so hard. I gotta cut you short. I'm not gonna let you finish. I honestly think I covered this all pretty well, and Skip and Stephen A. should be taking some notes over here. Well, okay, so lastly, to close the situation out, I'm on, ESPN.com. I am in the NFL section, NFL Training Camp 2013. The title of this is McCoy Loses Respect for Cooper. Now, LeSean McCoy, all-star running back for the Eagles. I believe he's from Pennsylvania, the state. I think this is where he grew up at. Someone can call me out on that later if I'm wrong. And he basically said, okay, so Michael Vick went out, the quarterback for the Eagles, went out loud and said, hey, I forgive him. We've been friends for a long time. So on and so forth. Vick got, of course, railroaded over some pit bulls that wasn't even, like, I mean, that was ridiculous. I hope we all can talk about that later. Another time. But here's what LeSean McCoy said about this situation. He said, "I forgive him. We've been friends a long time. But in a situation like this, you really find out about someone. Just on a friendship level, I can't really respect someone like that." So, that's an honest statement from McCoy. I like it. And he is just saying what's on his mind. He's being totally honest. I dig it. He's saying that Cooper's going to have to earn some respect back. And we all can agree with that. So what's your two cents on it? Where do you lie on the cut him, suspend him, fine him combination of the two thing? I would be interested to hear that. Seahawks training camp is going great. I've been there a few days. Team looks smooth. Get well, Percy. We'll see you soon. We're always about stepping up, though. Hawks players know how to step up and fill in, so we're not talking about that no more. We're moving on, talking about the players that are here. You know, the ones that are injured and coming back, like Turbin, should be back soon. Bobby Wagner, sore shoulder, he's cool, he'll be back. Jeremy Lane, cornerback for the Hawks. So, you know, I don't even really like reporting on things like this, but hey, it's news. I got to do it, and I got to have a strong opinion on it. So, Eagles, I predict the Eagles fine him around, you know, under 30,000. Suspend him. I suspend him a couple games at least. No pay. He'll feel that. He'll remember that. And try to move on, man. People make mistakes. And in his situation, it was a big mistake. And it's able to be fixed, though. So, Wiley, my advice to you is get right in front of it. You know, talk to every teammate, black, white, whatnot. Tell them it was a mistake, it was a stupid thing to do, and you're just here to earn their respect back. And if I were him, I would show my allegiance to Americans, people, by putting in work to prove that there's no kind of closet Klansman going on there. Not that I think there is, but that would just make more of an emphatic move on top of it. Donate some money to a good foundation, but more importantly, show up and help work at some place locally in Philly, so you can also maybe just really help change reputation there. Focus on the locker room, and then outward from there. Blue 80, set, hot. That's me, Blue 80. I'm here reporting on the sports, black, white, or indifferent. This episode here is sponsored by Xbox, Madden. You know, Madden 14 about to drop here real soon. I think it's in a couple Tuesdays, so probably the 13th. That's my guess. Either way, he's going to get picked up. You know how that is. Seahawks all day. I'm excited to see their rating on there. I really don't like being the number one team. I mean, I do, but I like also having something to aspire to work. You know, being mindful of having things to work towards and how to improve and everything. But let's be honest, for the first time ever, let's give a little applause. The Hawks are going to be ranked number one in Madden. Get them. Or at least I think they should be. Have a great day. Thank you for listening. Much more to come. Check out apbsports.com. Check us out. WAPS 405 AM radio. It's like a quick slant. Russell Wilson. Throw. Golden Tate. Shake, shake, shake. House. WAP. 12th man's going wild. We out.